Later that day, Kachita saw men carrying boxes to the apartment next door. That apartment had been empty for a long time, and Kachita was anxious to meet the new neighbor. Just then, a tall man wearing elegant clothing approached the apartment. He wore large, dark sunglasses and used a cane. He was greeted by another man who told him, "Welcome to the building, Senor." "Senor Montoya." But he didn't say a word. Kachita noticed over time that Senor Montoya was not like the other neighbors. He didn't make any noise, he had no pets, and he was always alone. The neighbors started talking about him, especially Tere and Feifa, the noisiest ladies in the building. Many neighbors began to think that Senor Montoya didn't like anyone. Kachita had seen Senor Montoya in the courtyard many times and greeted him cheerfully. But most of the time, Senor Montoya said little or nothing at all. Kachita began to think that he didn't like her either, but for some reason, Kachita wanted to get to know him better. Kachita got her chance a few days later when her mother sent her next door to tell Senor Montoya about a party that Paco was having on Saturday. Paco invited everyone in the building, including the newest neighbor. Kachita was reluctant to knock on the door, and when she did so quietly. Kachita heard a voice from inside telling her to come in. When Kachita walked in, she saw sculptures of all shapes and sizes. Senor Montoya was sitting at his desk working a piece of clay in his hands. Kachita looked around the room at the sculptures and asked if he had made them. Senor Montoya replied, "Yes, I did." Kachita asked how he made them, and he explained, "I may not be able to see with my eyes, but I can see perfectly with my hands."